Coming to you live from the west side of the I Street Bridge, it's The Nate Darling Show.
Call me sir, goddammit.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, trust him. He's a professional.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Here's Nate.
Hi. Oh, boy. The Wednesday show was a little out of control at the end. I got a little angry at the people of my old city.
You got really angry. Like,
well,
you shut down.
Well, there was a lot more speak out, and we're already at an hour 20, so.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, folks.
Yeah, sorry about all that extra content of me being angry. I mean, I think it offset all the heavy stuff at after the beginning of the show.
Yeah,
because we had the big news, which was good,
mm-hmm.
And then we had the heavy stuff, and then we had some ridiculousness, and then there was me yelling at people from Plattsburgh.
Yeah,
I mean, actually, you said you want to go back there, and I kind of do now, just to yell at them.
We should go.
Yeah, you know where I want to go? I want to go to the Stewarts on South Catherine.
Ooh.
Right near the bridge where they said that they didn't clear the snow soon enough.
You have orange
and then,
soda?
And then they put too much salt.
Yeah.
The Stewart's shop. Come on in.
I had no idea. Like, I'd always seen Stewart's soda, mm-hmm. like, you know, in specialty shops and stuff like that here in California. But then to realize that it's like a whole, like, it's basically like a 7-Eleven soda.
Yeah, Stewart's shops is a big thing in New York.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't.
And really, all it is a mini mart. It's a regional mini mart.
It's a 7-Eleven, but that has good soda. Has soda.
So, also in Speak Out, we had someone talking about the scratchers. The Stewart's shop on South Catherine Street, right near that bridge. They had such an issue with people buying scratchers and standing there and scratching them. While people were lined up to buy a gallon of goddamn milk,
yeah,
that they literally built a little wood stand that was attached to the counter off to the side.
Oh yeah,
where they told people to move aside and scratch your tickets over there.
Yeah, that's perfectly acceptable.
Oops,
people would literally go in and buy like $50 worth of scratchers and scratch them there. And then they go, oh, I won $5. Give me five more of those. And then they would continue doing that.
when you see somebody do that, it's sad.
I was behind so many people that did that, and I got so angry. This is me in my 20s angry.
Yeah.
Not me in my mellow 40s angry, like on the last show.
Yeah. Oh, man. Now you just shut down. You're like, can't even care.
You know, once I actually just walked, because they have an ice cream counter, and usually what would happen is there's two people working, and the person over at the ice cream counter would call people over to check out there if there weren't people getting ice cream. And at one point, I had stuff in my hand. I think I had a six pack of beer and a gallon of milk and maybe some chips. And I didn't feel like going around putting them all away. And I walked over to the ice cream counter and I put them down on the counter and said, loudly enough for the people to hear, fuck this nonsense, and I walked out. It was shortly thereafter that they put in their little scratcher stand. So I like to take credit for that. I like my emotional outbursts to take credit for progress.
I held myself from having an emotional outburst on Friday because we have a free continental breakfast at work, right?
Where do you work? The Marriott?
Yeah, no, like I work in a business office, like with a bunch of suites, and like we're one of the clients that has a suite there.
Okay.
So they have bagels. Like, so I got there, and I didn't go down there until like 9:45, or like 8:45. It starts at 8. There's only plain bagels left, and there's two cream cheeses.
I don't see a problem here, Kareem. No, do you?
So I toasted the bagel. But I didn't just pocket one of the cream cheeses, and there was nobody in there when I got in there. But by the time my bagel was toasted, three other people would come in, and they had taken the cream cheese. So then I had a bagel.
You had to eat it like seal?
No, I was already having a bad morning because like Chris had been sick the night before.
Right.
It was just like, I was just in a, and I had a headache that hadn't gone away for a week. It was just shit sucked. I just went over and I just threw away the bagel. I threw the bagel away and then grabbed two donuts and walked out.
Shame on you.
This was Jason.
I was so upset. I was so upset.
Send this to Chris.
Oh, man. She would be so upset with me. I just threw it away.
I had a bit of a breakdown, too, over the weekend. We went to Costco.
Costco?
Oh, no. This was not at Costco. So we were at Costco. We went to Costco, and we came back, and we brought the third member of the family, and actually my father-in-law, too.
All right.
So we all went out to Costco, and we came back, and I was unpacking our bounty from Costco. And one of the things I get is the two-pack of Cholula, the big bottles.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's way cheaper, and I love Cholula. And I'm pulling
it. Is that, like, the only sauce you like?
No, I like other things, but it has way less salt than a lot of the other hot sauces. So I've got it. I've got one of... There are two bottles that are wrapped together in plastic. And I pick it up out of the bag, and I turn to go. And what ended up happening was, I just had it, like, the three-finger claw on the wooden cap.
Oh, no.
And I turn, and the bottom of the bottle clipped the edge of the bag. And it was an insulated bag. And the bottle swung, and I felt it fall out of my hand. And the bottles hit the kitchen floor.
Ouch.
Which is a hard tile. And this is exactly what I said. And I'm not proud of this. God damn it! I was so upset.
Did all of it go? Was it all gone?
Here's the good part. Only one bottle broke.
Oh.
Somehow one bottle survived.
Thank God.
But it what was in that bottle of Cholula seemed like a gallon.
Oh, of course. Yeah,
when you're talking about cleaning up off the kitchen floor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's not enough. There's like, that's like four or five rolls of paper towels.
Was. Totally was. And to my wife's credit, and thank
you,
God,
like,
God for
like
her.
Estimate the rolls of like paper, like just think about how much shit I've had to clean up in my life that I probably spilled. Or that, to where I can like properly assess, oh yeah, one of those large bottles, probably got four or five rolls.
My wife, bless her, sees this happen. Well, first she goes, what happened? And she walks over and she sees it, and I'm like,
what do you mean what happened? Can't you see what happened? That's my reaction. Like, what? Why are you attacking me?
Well, now again, a little sleep deprived I was.
Yeah.
And she goes, you know what? Let me take care of this. And she took care of the bulk of it. I did like the last bits of it, making sure it was all cleaned up off of the counters and everything like that. But yeah, it was one of those moments of exasperation when something happens that isn't that big a deal, but it's like someone murdered your family.
Yeah. You feel the weight of it.
Yeah.
Which is...
So I feel your bagel pain. Kareem's like white people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I have a peanut allergy too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like nuts.
I've listened to all of this.
Only D's.
And it's very painful. It's very painful.
It was. It really was.
It was very painful.
See, you didn't realize that soundbite would come into play that quickly.
You know, I've sat here and I've listened to all of this. Come on now.
Exactly. You got to snap out of it. So we're bonding now. That bonding moment.
Bonding.
Okay, so I found this very interesting. Snopes. We all know Snopes, the place that fact checks the random shit your uncle shares on Facebook.
Or aunt.
Or aunt, or grandma, or whatever. Whatever elderly relative you have that... has access to social media. I was very interested to see this. There's an article on Snopes.com. It's titled Hiding in Plain Sight, PAC-Connected Activists Set Up Local News Outlets. And basically, they're talking about things that are set up to look like news, but really aren't. On the 6th of February, 2017, a website of uncertain origin named the Tennessee Star was born. At the time, it was unclear who funded or operated this local newspaper, which was largely filled with freely licensed content from organizations tied to conservative mega donors. After some prodding by Politico in early 2018, the Tennessee Star revealed its primary architects to be three Tea Party connected conservative activists, Michael Patrick Leahy, Steve Gill, and Christina Batteri. Now, a Snopes investigation reveals in detail how these activists used the appearance of local newspapers to promote messages paid for or supported by outside or undisclosed interests. Gill, for example, is the political editor of the Tennessee Star, but he also owns a media consulting company that at least one candidate and one political action committee paid before receiving positive coverage in the Tennessee Star. Several Star writers have in the past or currently work for PACs or political campaigns that they write about, without disclosing that fact. Though its owners claim that the Tennessee Star is funded by advertising revenue, it appears to be supported by wealthy benefactors. Whatever the Tennessee Star is, it's not a local newspaper producing transparent journalism. But this story is about more than just the Tennessee Star. See, those three people have been expanding their version of journalism to other battleground states in the run-up to the 2020 presidential election. They are, they say, co-founders of a new Delaware-registered company. By the way, Delaware, home to everyone's credit cards. Star News Media, Inc., whose explicit strategy is to target battleground states with conservative news. So far, Leahy, Gill, and Batteri have added the Ohio Star and the Minnesota Sun to their network of purportedly local newspapers. These papers are effective carbon copies of the Tennessee Star. So if you were to search for these three newspapers in Google, they would each show up described identically as the most reliable newspapers in their respective locales, providing an unbiased updates on investigative reports, thoughtful opinion, sports, lifestyle. Because if you know how to work SEO, search engine optimization, you know how to get those terms to come up.
Yes.
Now, across the political spectrum, according to a 2017 Pew Research study, local news is considered more trustworthy than other more national stories. So it's perhaps for that reason an estimated 30% of all links pushed by the Russian troll farm known as Internet Research Agency during the 2016 presidential election were to stories on local news websites. In some cases, these Russian imposters created their own fake local news sites. So be careful when you are looking up local news and you're like, oh, hey, it's my local paper. It has to be true. Do they have an office? Are they actually a newspaper?
Yeah.
Do we know?
Check them out.
No, we don't. All right. Here's the thing. In today's day and age, we need a hero. We're holding out for a hero till the morning light. Now, is that hero Jaden Smith?
No.
Well, maybe it is. Now, he's most commonly known for his acting and his blossoming rap career. And the son of Jada and Willard is quite a philanthropist. I believe it just sprained my tongue. Philanthropist as well. The Associated Press reports the 20-year-old Just Goods Foundation is joining forces with First Trinity Missionary Baptist Church to deploy a mobile water filtration system known as the Water Box in Flint, Michigan, that will reduce lead and other potential contaminants. Also of note, the filtration system was designed and engineered by Just Goods and the church. Now, while the church has distributed over 5 million bottles of water to residents, donations of bottled water are on the decline, and it's no secret that Flint has been suffering from serious water crisis since it was contaminated by lead back in 2014. But while the water drives and other initiatives have been launched in the aftermath of the crisis, we're seeing someone like Jaden Smith do something to help. You know who maybe would want to help?
Who?
The governor of the goddamn state!
Since he fucked it up in the first place.
Exactly. Just saying. So just a shout out to Jaden Smith. That's all.
Good job, kid.
Yeah. I mean, we'll mock people who do stupid shit, but I will also give credit where credit is due on that. All right. So, Kareem, you are a season ticket holder for the Sacramento Kings.
Yes, I am.
They are eyeballing the playoffs.
Three games out of eight, I think. Two or three.
Something of that nature. Maybe a little different by the time this podcast drops. Would it be safe to say that you are pleasantly surprised, or at the very least, pleased with how the season has gone for the Kings?
I am pleased with how the season's gone on. I am not surprised. At the beginning of the season, I'm almost certain I said it on the podcast that they would be better than most people think, that they would beat teams that they're not supposed to beat. They would lose to teams that they were not supposed to lose to. And in some games, they would be doing the same thing.
That is a fact. Now, as a fan, it's great to be fulfilled. And it's really upsetting when you're not fulfilled, especially if you've spent the money on season tickets. Enter Snoop.
Bad year, man. It was terrible watching my Steelers play this year. And it's fucking terrible watching my Lakers play. Somebody got to go. Fuck the shit. Somebody got to go. Matter of fact, a lot of niggas got to go. Starting with the coach. Well, this shit ain't going to work. This is not the L.A. way. Ship all them niggas out. Get a slave ship and ship all them sorry motherfuckers the fuck out of here. I'm sick of this trying to act like it's going to be all right. It's going to be cool. They going to figure it out. They going to grow. These sorry motherfuckers ain't going to do shit. Nothing. Get LeBron some fucking help. Because these goofballs ain't going to do shit. They sorry. They fucking suck. I'm selling my fucking booth right now. I got a booth for the next 2 years, 3 years. This year, y'all can have it. $5 for the motherfucking booth to the Laker games. $5 is the price. Anybody can have it. All the homies hit me. Blow me up right now.
Come on now.
He's like, I don't care. The homies, call me up. $5 right now.
Hilarious.
We have some comment on Snoop's take.
You know, I've sat here and I've listened to all of this. And it's very painful. It's very painful.
Right. Snoop.
They lost to... Who did they lose to last night?
I don't know the answer to that.
They lost to Phoenix or somebody that was really... Somebody they should have beat. Oh, man.
It's rough being a Laker fan at this point. But, yeah. I mean, I don't think a lot of people in Sacramento are going to feel for them.
Yeah, not mad at all.
It can happen to a greater bunch of people. Yeah. I just feel bad for LeBron, but yeah, he knew what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. All right, now that we're done with that, a headline. Thanks for that message, Jason.
You're welcome.
A massive study shows there's no connection between measles vaccination and autism.
What?
Get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. A massive Danish study out Tuesday adds some of the most convincing evidence yet that parents should not fear vaccinations as measles cases hit alarming levels around the world. The measles cluster in Washington State, the worst outbreak in two decades, and elsewhere can be partly blamed on a moral panic among parents who skip vaccinations because they think it'll result in their kids being diagnosed with autism or other disorders. But the new study found no connection between the measles vaccination and an increased risk for autism. If anything, unvaccinated kids might be more linked to the developmental disorder. Researchers led by an epidemiologist, Anders Hvid, at the Staten Serum Institute in Copenhagen wrote. The study, published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, collected population data, vaccination and diagnoses and family history on over 650,000 children born in Denmark from 1999 through the end of 2010. Of those children, 6,517 were diagnosed with autism during the course of the study. And there was no increased risk for autism amongst children who received the vaccination. The kids who'd gotten the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination appeared 7% less likely to be linked with autism than the children who weren't vaccinated.
What?
Children with zero childhood vaccination were 17% more likely to be linked with autism. However, as previous studies have shown, that might be because parents are less likely to vaccinate their kids after they start showing symptoms of autism. So that could be a statistical aberration. But again, protect your children from preventable diseases.
White people.
And everybody else. Unless you want to go live on Novax Island.
The people are crazy. Was Washington having like the biggest measles outbreak since
in 2 decades?
Yeah,
since they eradicated measles.
People don't die in the last 20 years. People don't die from measles, right? They don't die from measles anymore,
right?
People don't die from measles, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really rare that if anybody dies from measles.
Right, because they didn't get it.
I want to punch every single one of those people in the fucking throat. Like,
right?
Yeah, you fucking have had the privilege of not having to been raised with fucking measles. Like, when you look at the numbers of, like, 3-4 million people infected with measles every year, and then, like, 1,500 of those people might die, like, that doesn't seem like that many people necessarily, but when you consider all the other things that came along with measles, that like piggybacked on top of it, like spina bifida, like all the other, like, right, a bunch of those types of things, like, came along with getting measles, or like were like at like parts, like,
mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out of here. Oh my God.
And there are some kids who, for a variety of reasons, can't be vaccinated. If you've got a kid who is dealing with childhood cancer, they can't be vaccinated. So now they're at risk for getting a disease that had been eradicated because you are a dipshit.
Yeah.
Just saying. Meanwhile, a woman on a horse fires a pistol when asked to leave a Virginia cemetery. Sorry. Warren County, Virginia is only about 75 miles west of Washington, D.C., but a recent incident involving two horses, a pistol, and a cemetery conjures images of the Wild West. Mariah Smith of Arlington and another woman were riding horses in a cemetery in Middletown Saturday evening, the Warren County Sheriff's Office said. Smith fired her pistol when someone told them to remove the horses from the cemetery property. Deputies detained the woman after finding them nearby. They say Smith had a .38 Smith & Wesson on her. She was arrested and charged with 3 firearms charges, including possessing a concealed firearm while under the influence. Authorities did not identify the other woman riding the horse and said Smith was the only one that fired a pistol.
Hmm.
I'm guessing white ladies.
Shoot 'em up. Bang,
white ladies. I want to kill everyone now. I mean, not really, but I do. Please stop seeing something on the internet and then going, I have to try that. I have to try that. You don't.
Like what?
Get some imagination of your own.
Well, there's 2 things. Throwing Van sneakers has become the new viral sensation.
Oh, my gosh.
After, I believe the hype created a video claiming Van sneakers will always land face up when you throw them, other users followed suit by tossing their own shoes in the air. I was irritated at that. And then, a day or two later, the new thing is people are doing it with Crocs.
Ew.
They're throwing their Crocs to see if they will land right side up.
Well, of course they will. Like, the design alone makes it, like, going to happen.
The reason Vans do that is because they're skateboard shoes and the soles are heavy.
Yeah.
So the soles are heavy, and if they're not old and floppy, yeah, they're going to roll over onto the soles. Just please stop seeing. This is how we got the cinnamon challenge. This is how we got
the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't think that's quite the same thing.
Who gives a shit that you can throw your shoe?
The new thing's the hot chip challenge, right? That's the other thing. Right?
Yeah,
like, that's
yeah. There's just dozens of people.
We want to do that. I'll do that on the air for you. If somebody gets me the chip, I'll do it.
Who gives a fuck about your shoes?
I don't know. I wish more people were like this guy, because at least he only harmed himself. An Indiana man who yesterday accidentally shot himself in the penis and scrotum did even more harm to himself because he does not have a handgun license and could face criminal prosecution.
I think he's been punished enough.
According to cops, Mark Anthony Jones suffered an accidental self-inflicted gunshot injury while walking early Thursday in Marion, Indiana. During the interview in the emergency room of a Marion General Hospital, Jones said he was carrying a high .9mm handgun in his waistband when the weapon began to slip.
Plaxico burst.
Well, that's when he said that he reached down to adjust the gun, which was not in a holster, and the firearm discharged. The bullet...
Plaxico burst.
Right? The bullet entered just above his penis and exited his scrotum.
Oh, damn.
Bam!
It exited his scrotum.
Bam!
Might not even have those left.
Right? Since Jones does not possess a state handgun license, investigators will forward the case to the Grant County prosecuting attorney for a determination on whether Jones will face any criminal charges. He does have two felony convictions for narcotics dealing.
I really hope they're just like...
So he will get a possession and felon in possession of a firearm and ha-ha, you shot yourself in the dick.
Right. I mean,
I wish you wouldn't get anything. Like, you shot yourself in the dick. Like, sorry, bro.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of genitalia, a Tennessee man was jailed on felony charges after appearing to dip his testicles into a container of salsa that a customer had ordered online.
Oh, yeah.
The delivery driver allegedly recorded it and posted a video online saying, "This is what you get when you give an 89 cents tip for an almost 30-minute drive." News outlets reported that the passenger, 31-year-old Howard Matthew Webb, was arrested last week and charged with adulteration of food. Dinner delivered was the food service that they used. They had fired the driver and forwarded information about her to the authorities as well. He remains behind bars pending a March 12th hearing. His arrest warrant says they picked up the food for delivery from a local Mexican restaurant. The company has issued a refund for the tainted food.
He's a fake donut dasher. Or not donut dash.
Dinner dash?
Dinner dasher.
Yeah, donut dash is a wonderful race that raises money in Sacramento. They just had it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it was just this past weekend.
Yeah. No.
Donut dash 11.
Oh. Yeah, you know what's funny is I had a huge craving, and I went to Baker's to get some donuts on Sunday.
Mm. Donut Dash is Marie's Donuts.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yep.
I wanted Baker's.
Whatever.
Man, you ain't had a Baker's donut.
You know, I've sat here, and I've listened to all of this.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you have? Have you listened to all of this?
It's very painful.
It is.
You're painful, motherfucker.
It's very painful.
I don't care if you're honorable.
All right. So, Taco Bell. I love that Taco Bell will take advantage of any opportunity to get publicity. And their latest one is a slide-through window.
On tour, every second counts.
Oh, that's it's an ad for L'Oreal. Paris.
Oh, L'Oreal Paris.
Yeah, Rapid Reviver.
That's good stuff.
No leave-in time.
And you don't need any at all.
Instant detangling.
Right away.
Yeah, there you go.
We're worth it.
Yeah, worth it.
Welcome back. Absolutely. A day out on the hill can sure work up an appetite. And today, Taco Bell Canada teamed up with Horseshoe Resort to offer a one-day-only new fast food experience.
Hi, can I have a Cheeto Supreme, please?
Check this out. Organizers say this is the world's first ever slide-through takeout window. It's like a regular drive-through, just no cars, of course, and tubers instead placing orders at the top of the hill and their order ready at the bottom. What they got to try was the new Cheetos Crunchwrap Slider, a Canadian exclusive.
That was freaking crazy.
Cheetos.
We're always looking for ways to excite our fans. Our fans are some of the most passionate in our industry, and in this case, we really wanted to do something that's never been done before, ultimately Canadian, but ultimately just something that our fans can actually touch, feel, and experience, and that's why we're here in Barrie.
The new Crunchwrap has...
There's a sign that says, no boots, no tube, no service.
Oh, it's a Crunchwrap slider.
Okay. Yeah.
At first I was like, do they have a slider of anything? Like, all right, well, I get now it's a Crunchwrap.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the Morning Crunchwrap podcast.
Right, I thought that's what I was talking about.
No. It's sweeping the world and available on NateDarlingShow.com.
Okay, thank you.
I thought I was the one that was nodding over here. Apparently Jason is, too.
Yeah. No. Here's what I want to know. Kareem, you look like the person who was up till 3:45 with a baby. What's happened? Did you have a bad day?
I don't know if did I tell you. I think I told you guys, but I'm not sure. So my mother's cancer came back.
Oh yeah, you did.
Yeah. So her she has a more aggressive form this time.
Ugh.
And we found out today that they can't operate. Because the lump has taken over her entire left breast and the lymph nodes on that side.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry to hear that, man.
So they even tried the chemo to get it down to hopefully eventually operate. So yeah, I haven't been sleeping great.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And I tried to make a joke because I didn't know.
You're such a fucking asshole,
right?
Dude.
Yeah.
Gosh, dude, come on. No, you just let him off. Don't let him off this fucking dick.
Did you say something?
Yeah, you're such an asshole, man.
Totally. It's exactly
what?
Yeah, pretty much. Man.
God damn it, Nate. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Like,
oh, my God!
And no moose soup for you, all right?
No. The invitation has been rescinded.
Come down for moose soup after!
No, you've been disinvited.
Oh, dirty son of a...
Yeah, that's exactly what happened there.
Yeah. So remember, that's why we did the show today, because we had to do an MRI last night.
Oh, see, because I'm an asshole, I just assumed that it was because you went to the Kings game last night.
No.
As you are a season ticket holder.
I wish that was the case, but yeah, no.
All right.
Well, the good thing about the MRI was that she doesn't have cancer in the brain.
Yeah.
Well, fine. We'll take good news where we can get it.
Exactly.
All right. Let's do this.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
Headline, bicycling backwards on I-95 while nearly naked? Yup. The semi-nude cyclist is struck again. A man wearing a headband, hot pink socks and sneakers, and we believe a thong, was spotted riding a bicycle backwards Sunday on Interstate 95.
No!
Here's a passing motorist.
He coming. What's this shit? Y'all playing too much. Y'all play way too motherfucking much. Look at this shit. Second night transit in 95. Only in motherfucking Miami. That's all this shit we got here.
I don't think I could say it better myself. Meanwhile, School of Rockstar jailed for axe theft spree.
Who was that? That's what we were trying to figure out today.
I did not see School of Rock, so I don't know for sure. The lead guitarist from the film School of Rock is facing felony charges after allegedly stealing and pawning guitars in a multi-county theft spree that the suspect blamed on drug addiction. Joseph Gatos is a defendant in four separate grand theft cases filed in connection with his boosting last month of instruments in Florida's Sarasota, Manatee, and Charlotte counties. Gatos, who's 27, appeared opposite Jack Black in 2003's School of Rock. He played Zach Mooneyham, a grade school prodigy shredding on a Gibson Flying V. Now, according to investigators, Gatos, who resides in Punta Gorda, stole an $800 Les Paul Epiphone guitar from Northport Music on January 31st, and after playing the instrument for a few minutes, he got up and ran out the door. Within 2 hours, he sold the instrument for $200 to a Fort Myers pawn shop. February 7th, he walked out of Troll Music in Venice with a $699 Fender Stratocaster. He had been testing guitars on the sales floor before he left the building through a side door with the hot guitar in hand. 4 days later, he boosted an amplifier from a music store in Charlotte County. And 30 minutes later, he attempted to steal a $1,900 Gibson Les Paul guitar from the Sam Ash music store in neighboring Manatee County.
God damn, he needs to be banned from all music stores.
Right? After playing the guitar inside a practice room, he walked out the front door with the instrument and attempted to flee in his car. But Sam Ash personnel were able to block him until police arrived. They're lucky he didn't run over them.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I work at a music store and make $12 an hour. Let me put my body between your car and its exit path.
You could go sit your ass down somewhere.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? It's insured. It's insured. Let's take his picture. Get his license number and call it a day. Yeah, I'm not a big Jack Black fan. Sorry.
I'm not either.
Yeah, no. No. But
Jason's, that's like your guy, right?
I mean, I like Jack Black.
He's like, I'm not going to defend Jack Black.
No. Oh, there's nothing wrong with Jack Black.
Yeah, it's called Jack
Black. Honestly, like one of the... What was the first thing that I saw him in? And I was just like,
You wanted to have his baby?
No, what was it? Was it, I want to say that started with an H. I can't remember. It was a...
Harry and the Hendersons.
No. It was with that, oh gosh. They played him and, KG played, well, he was in The Player. He was in The Player. I'm 100% sure that he was in The Player. I remember seeing him in that. The Tim Robbins movie from the 90s.
He's been in a lot of things.
And again, that was before he was known as, JB, from, what was it, Pick of Destiny, what was his band? Him and, never mind.
You clearly a huge fan.
No. My wife is the huge Jack Black fan.
Oh, okay.
Of course she is.
That's why I knew I had a chance.
That's why she married you.
That's why I knew I had a chance.
I've sat here and I've listened to all of this. And it's very painful.
You're painful.
It's very painful.
You're very painful.
Jack Black, he was in High Fidelity. Was one of the early things that you would have seen him in.
Yep. And I'd start with an H. It was like set in the 1890s, and they were, vaudevillian. I feel like it was another,
He was in an episode of Northern Exposure in 1993.
Oh, wow.
So he's been doing it for a while. He, of course, played Rick in The Cable Guy. Yeah, he's been in a lot of things.
He was on Mr. Show also, I think, a couple of times, wasn't he?
Possibly. I'm scrolling, so I'm not going back down through. Yeah, he was in Shallow Hal was one of his first starring roles.
I remember that.
Yeah. I enjoyed that because he was tortured. It's the same relationship I have with, oh, God, why does his name escape me? Oh, because I don't get any sleep now. Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh,
I really enjoyed What About Bob because I don't like Richard Dreyfuss.
Understood.
And the entirety of the movie is Richard Dreyfuss being tortured. So that's why I like it. I don't have enough. Here's the thing. Jack Black for me is almost never even in my consciousness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't hate him. I just don't care. So.
I can't believe I can't remember the name of the band that he's in.
He's in Tenacious D.
Tenacious D. That's it.
Even I knew that.
Right. That's what I was. That was the thing I was. I know that I should. For some reason, I couldn't think of Tenacious D.
You really should know that.
I have data brain.
Okay. Hey, you know what you could do? Maybe you could get yourself some sleeping pills from Target.com.
That's a good idea.
Just order them up, pick them up right at the store.
A couple handfuls.
Go ahead and do that through the Shop Target tab at NateDarlingShow.com. That's not funny.
Yeah, no.
That is not at all.
What?
Exactly. All right. Oh, yeah, and you can also do your Shop Amazon thing. Just Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. You knew about that.
We all knew about that.
Yeah, we all knew about that. Thanks. All right, next week, big announcements. But now we're going to wrap this up.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town.
Oh, boy. Whew. Thanks to the two, oh, no, that we had that one. You know what? They printed Speak Out two different days and they overlapped a lot. I'm just gonna say. So let me go back to the one that I truncated when I got angry on Wednesday. Sidewalks, city workers. Hey, does anybody ever find it hypocritical that on warm sunny days a full crew of firefighters can flush hydrants throughout the city, but when it's below zero and after a snowstorm, they're nowhere to be found? The Public Works Department spends endless hours cleaning streets, sidewalks, removing snow, and do all their other duties with a limited sleep-deprived crew. This summer, I watched six firefighters flushing one hydrant. These men make some of the most money in the city. And while they're sleeping, the Public Works crews are starting a second shift with little to no sleep out there shoveling for 8 hours.
A public works worker, definitely.
No, his wife.
But apparently they don't know how the government works.
Hey, now that the federal government is back in business, I think it would be best that any government employee who's concerned about being laid off should quit and get a good job or work for themselves.
Quit and get a good job.
Mm-hmm. My mom's last words to me were, just leave me alone. I understand she didn't mean them because she was very ill. My point is, before you say something very mean to a parent that rips their heart out because you're mad at them, make sure you can deal with it when you get a call saying they died. It's too late to take them back. I was called a very mean name, and it ripped my heart out. I struggle every day trying to understand why I was called that. Before you speak out of meanness, make sure you can live with your actions. Okay, cunt.
Poor thing. Speak out of meanness.
It's so sad.
I don't know why. I don't know why I get very mean during speak out.
Like, very angry. The poor person is like gonna like have like a horrible.
I was called a mean name, and it cut me deep.
Yeah, but like, if your parent said, "Get out of here, asshole!" Like, they're getting ready to die, and like you've been taking care of them for the last like 6 months, and they like, get out of your ass. Like,
peace out.
Gotta go. Gotta go.
Yep. Peace out. That's a peace out situation.
Well, especially if they die like 5 minutes later, you're like, oh shit.
Well, clearly, if they're dying, you understand that. Someone called her a name that she didn't like, and she wrote into the fucking paper. That's
She's
what
hoping that she can save one
let's
person.
Let's be clear what happened here. Let's just be clear what happened. Just saying. And to write into the paper. As I listen to news every day, I hear of politicians, actors, singers, and whoever else is being accused of things that happened in the earlier days of their lives. Well, you know what? We all have skeletons in our closet we aren't proud of, but are we better people today? Come on, people! What happened to God's forgiveness?
God has it.
Here's what happened. That's God's forgiveness, and God can forgive you, but, that doesn't mean the rest of us have to. Just saying.
It's a very true statement.
Erecting a parking garage along the Saranac River is about as brilliant as when politicians opted to build a sewer treatment plant at the mouth of the Saranac River. Please rethink this.
So they mark it at the mouth, or do they put it downstream at the end?
Hey, big shout out to our faithful newspaper carrier who has braved the snow and ice to deliver our paper morning after morning, despite the hazardous conditions. I think of the creed, neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds, associated with U.S. postal carriers, but actually coming from ancient Greece. North Country weather tests our couriers in the gloom of night, and they deserve a lot of credit for doing their job.
Thanks, Mr. Simpson, but I still appreciate more than a $2 tip.
All right, here's someone who clearly is never coming to California. Service animals should not be allowed in public places such as stores, restaurants, or places where food is being sold. A lot of people are allergic to animals or are afraid of them, but who cares? It's America, and anything can happen.
That's true.
It's true.
America.
Hey, why is it if you're in the front seat of the car or children in the back seat, they have to be buckled in and can't use a cell phone distraction, but an animal can run all over the car? Drivers holding them while trying to drive? Come on, give me a break.
I think it has to do with the value for human life.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe. Is that what you think? Is that it? I mean, because they've got, like, you know, having an infant bump around and...
Well, the point is, it's also distracting to have your animal running about the car.
Yes.
Yeah, but those people deserve to die anyways.
Yeah, but they could kill you.
I'm just a casualty of war.
Yep.
Hey, tired of people whining about not getting as much back in their taxes as last year? You did get it. There was more in your paycheck all year long because the tax table changed where less federal was taken out. Can't have it both ways. If you want a larger refund next year, change your payroll deductions.
Amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
That's not wholly true, but a lot of people got fucked.
Yeah.
A lot of people got fucked. Glad City of Plattsburgh is taking action about smoking. It's a nasty habit. Hope Airborne Raceway takes the same action for e-cigs, too. Oh, there must be something going on. Here's another one. Hoping the Airborne Raceway owner follows up on the smoking grandstand. This includes you people puffing on your e-cigarettes. There are many people who have cancer and other health issues. Children shouldn't be subjected to the smoke either. Please respect others. You're complaining about the smoke at an outdoor racetrack.
Filled with carbon monoxide.
They have no idea.
Like, you better hope that it's well ventilated. Like, all that stuff that you're smelling are carcinogens.
She's going home with a soot mustache every time.
Like it's not like it smells clean there. You smell the exhaust and the rubber. Like, in fact, if you asked her what her favorite thing about that is, she might say the smell, the rubber, the gas.
Right.
All the carcinogens that you're breathing in. Get the fuck out of here with this noise. I mean, here's the thing. I'm okay with the smoking part of it, but when it comes to the e-cigs, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, at the same time, those guys are douchebags, right?
They are dangerous. They're addictive.
Yeah, but I mean, they're addictive, but it's not.
So here's what I know from this conversation. Jason uses e-cigs.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I just think that it's one of those things where they don't have enough information about, and they're like, they're being outlawed and treated just like cigarettes.
Oh, somebody got information. They just ain't told you that. That's how we ended up with the cigarette lawsuit.
Yeah, it's coming. All right, before we go, I need your reaction to. Do either of you see The Masked Singer?
Yes.
Okay. So the person who won The Masked Singer, which was all about just pure singing talent. Do you know who won?
Donny Osmond.
No. Do you know who won?
Marie Osmond.
No. It was this guy, T-Pain.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Master of the fucking auto-tune.
Yes, it was.
Yes. How about that shit? Ain't that some shit?
No. What was the shit was Rumor Willis. Did you see her?
No, I didn't really watch it.
Oh.
My wife watched it. I sort of...
Okay, so everybody that was up there was a singer. And Rumor Willis sounded as good as anybody did up there. Well, she didn't sound as good as Gladys Knight. But Rumor Willis was the... Because we thought she was Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child until she got...
Yeah, there were a lot of it, a lot of that going on
until she got unmasked.
Like,
right, we got. I mean, I pretty much got everybody except for T-Pain and her.
Did you? I might have been able to guess T-Pain because if you heard the, did he do Tiny Desk Music episode or he did something where like he actually sang playing the piano.
Yeah,
and you're like, this dude. And then like I read like an article and it's like he's a classically trained. Like singer, musician.
Yeah, I did actually hear him sing before this, but I didn't realize it was him. He wasn't even a person I even thought of. Yeah.
Right?
Made a great decision on that casting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to get him actually singing here. Thank you all
for being a part of the match. I'm gonna cry again. Oh my god.
What a king! The artist formerly known as the Monster, T-Pain!
Yes! Won't you stay with me?
Come on!
Cause you ain't all I need.
Woo!
Kissing love, it's clear to see.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Is absolutely insane to me.
Yeah.
It would be no less amazing if I'm trying to think of a proper analogy. Lack of sleep.
Understood.
If LeBron James went out and became the best quarterback in the NFL.
Well, he was a singer, a producer.
That wasn't the proper analogy. I was trying to help out.
Like I said, the one that surprised me the most was Rumor Willis, because we didn't know it was her. at all. And she actually sounded pretty, really good.
The one that surprised me was Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah. But Terry sang, Terry had country albums in the 70s.
No, I know, but there was the whole thing was a very interesting experiment.
Yeah.
Now it got very big ratings, so it'll be back.
Yeah.
Will they get actual top shelf recording artists who are recording?
Actually, it would be nice if they got better judges.
Oh my God, I hate them all.
God.
Jenny McCarthy.
I'm sure that we are.
Jenny McCarthy was the dumbest.
Oh, I mean,
well, her and Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah, and I didn't care. Ken Jeong added nothing to it. No. Robin. I mean, none of them. They were just a big bag of nothing.
Yeah.
Those people would sing and they go, and they just yell nonsense over them. I'm like,
yeah.
This is like going to the worst Sunday dinner where you're trying to watch TV and everybody's yelling at the TV.
Yeah.
Is this like the first season of American Idol where they have the two hosts and then like one of them just disappears because they're like, we need to restructure the show.
It was absolutely nuts to... Yeah, goddamn, little mama. Anywho, that's going to do it for us. Thank you for listening to the show and our nonsense. Best of luck, Kareem.
Thank you.
All the health struggles your family's dealing with. Jason, hope your wife's feeling better.
Hopefully she continues, yeah.
Yeah, moving in the right direction. I hope sleep is in my future. We'll see.
Two of us.
Yeah. Get through all that. Next week, big announcement. And this is not bullshit. This is a big announcement that been sort of sitting on for. I mean, everybody in the room knows it, but it's one that been sitting on for a few months now. And now we're finally at a point where it's real, so we can talk about it. And we will do that next week on the Nate Darling Show. If you need more of my voice, and who doesn't, check out the Morning Crunch Wrap. It drops every morning, except I, for some reason, seem to miss Thursdays. Shit's come up on Thursday the last 2 weeks. It's a short 5 to 10 minute podcast about whatever news story caught my eye in the morning. Kareem, do you need a coffee to go?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Get a little shudder there. All right, guys. We'll wrap it up. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Peace out. She sliding up and down that pole. Got me mesmerized. My Jones don't never trick, but goddamn she thick. I can't lie. I must admit. I'm in love with a stripper. She vibing. What? She rolling. She climbing that pole. And I'm in love with a stripper. She dreaming. Come on now. She playing. I'm not going nowhere, girl. I'm staying. I'm in love with a stripper. She vibing. Hey! She playing, I'm not going nowhere, girl, I'm staying. I'm in love with a stripper. Out of all the girls, she be the hottest. Like the way she break it down, I see you, girl. You are a smelly pirate hooker. She looking at me. My crib and do that night thing. I'm in love with a stripper. She vibing, she rolling, she rolling. She climbing that pole, and I'm in love with a stripper. She dreaming, she playing, she playing. I'm not going nowhere, girl. I'm staying. I'm in love with a stripper. She vibing, she rolling, she rolling. Goodbye.